Well, we got something a little different today. We're going to talk to an actor and producer named Drew Moorline, who has found success bringing captivative, original, and authentic characters to life on stage and screen, and now video games. He is starring as Captain America in Skydance New Media Marvel's upcoming groundbreaking cinematic video game Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra, which is set to release next year. But that's not all he's got cooking. And he joins us today, on The Morning Show. Good morning, Drew. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dave. Thanks so much for having me in.
So you've got, is this sort of an interesting new kind of paradigm for actors? You've got a top flight video game coming out in a couple of years, but in the meantime, you've got a new horror movie that you have done. So is this kind of the new world of acting then? There are more things to do than just do stage plays or get to do a film.
Yeah, Dave. I mean, great question. I think that's absolutely the new norm. I think being a Swiss Army knife in the industry, a multi-hyphenate, is definitely the future, right? And it's something that I prescribe to 100% is that, you know, the more lanes that I'm in, the more things that I'm doing, first of all, it's more exciting and thrilling to me, but also it provides multiple revenue streams and multiple ways to find new audiences and get further exposure and build new relationships and have more fun.
Well, I know from my association with people who are in music industry that one of the growth places in America, the fastest growing thing for people who are graduating with that kind of background is to go into video games, to create music for video games, that there's so much more of a market in that than, say, writing music for bands or something like that. How did you get involved in a video game production?
Well, first of all, that's super interesting, that fact. I had no idea, but it's a great one to share to the audiences who are coming in from that education. So how did I get in? I auditioned for something over almost a decade ago and had no idea what this lane in the business was. I auditioned, I got the call back, I went, I booked it, and that started the longest relationship I've had in video games, and they continue to be very kind to me. And that then, of course, built relationships and credits with subsequent video game companies, and it's just gone from there. Sort of building credits and having a name in that market has then led to where we are today.
That's really amazing. Now you are playing a role that was an iconic role for the actor who portrayed him prior to you in the movies. There's been a little separation between his character in the movies and the time that the video game will come out. So I'm guessing there's never a worry that, oh, people are going to say, this is the guy that was Captain America and this new guy isn't it? You get to kind of rebirth the character because there's been some separation, I'm thinking.
Yeah, so here's how we look at it. This game is its own entity, its own being.
Okay.
And I think that the greatest gift that this creative team has given me and the rest of the cast is full ownership to bring these, as you mentioned, iconic and globally recognized loved characters to life in our own authentic, unique way. And I'm just very proud of that. And I think it's the way that they're looking at it is very unabashed and very proud and confident with the way that we're moving through it.
Well, I think people are going to enjoy it because it's a character and a situation, World War II, that has a lot of legs as far as storytelling. There's so many stories that can be told, and the Hydra, the background, evil, it's just something that I think will be very popular. And when I watched the trailer, my first thought was, oh, cool, it's a new Marvel movie. And when I went back and looked at the press materials, it says, no, this is a video game. And I thought, oh, my goodness. I remember when video games first came out with Nintendo all those decades ago. No one then would have ever thought that Pong was going to morph into something that looks like a new movie. This is really remarkable technology.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for saying that. I think that was my feeling as well, and seems to be the general consensus. And of course, that is the greatest compliment to, you know, the team, the Wizards behind this game. And you know, it's really been an incredible experience to do the performance capture and live in these shoes in this time period, in this, you know, specific set of circumstances. And as you said, I think it is a very unique and interesting time in our world. So we're very excited to bring this game to the world, and we hope that everyone finds as much love as we have found making it.
Now, to be fair, you've got something else coming out right now. As a matter of fact, this opens Friday. This is a horror movie. Something one might think is diametrically opposed from a Marvel video game, but I've seen the trailer for that too, and it looks pretty creepy.
Yes, it is definitely a very different lane, and you know, maybe audiences will cross over. That's the hope, of course. Follow the Drew Moreline path, but yes, I think like me, horror fans have been itching for a new mask. Killer, right? The shoes of all the past horror franchises, and I think that we've created something perfect in this genre with Bloodline Killer. That it's the classic throwback slasher combined with three-dimensional, deeply flawed and fleshed out human beings and relationships, so the viewer can invest in those relationships in the world of the film, and dare I hope and say the franchise, while still giving them the horror kicks that we all crave, right? We want our jump scares, our blood, our gore, our suspense. This has, but you feel for the people. You want to know whether they're going to live or die.
And you've got some really big castmates in this movie too: Bruce Dern, Shawnee Smith, Tyrese Gibson. Looks like it's really going to be a huge opening, and I wish you the very best. I know that you're busy all today doing these interviews, and I thank you for making time to visit with me today.
Oh, the honor is all mine, Dave. I appreciate you making the time, and we're very excited about everything coming up. And, you know, thank you to people like you and awesome radio stations for helping to push this out. So thank you kindly, sir.
Absolutely, Drew. Thank you once again for joining us today to talk about your new video game coming out in 2025 and a new horror movie coming out tomorrow.
Absolutely, Dave. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. I'm Doc Kirby for WTBF and The Morning Show.